Welcome to Manager Tools. Today's topic, meal interviews, part two of two. Hi everyone, this is Mike and welcome back to Manager Tools. Today we finish up last week's conversation on meal interviews. Of course, as always, if you haven't listened to last week's show or you're new to Manager Tools, you may want to check out last week's show first before going on with this. Nothing worse than coming in the middle of a conversation sometimes. You'll find that show as well as over 150 other past shows on the website, www.managertools.com. One additional note before we go on, although they're filling up rapidly, I did want to mention again, we still have slots available for upcoming July 22nd and 23rd Effective Manager Conference. For those of you who don't know, it's 2 days focused on the absolute essentials of effective management. In this case, we're having it in beautiful San Francisco. You know, we hear stories almost daily about the effect our conference has had on the lives of managers all over the world at this point. You know, and we hope that we get a chance to share that with you as well. So, here's hoping that we get to see you in San Francisco. You'll find the details on the website. Okay, enough of that. Here we go with today's show. You know, we talked earlier about what to eat to expedite,
yes, that's
you know,
right.
to ensure that you finish the meal. So are there any other rules about what to eat?
Yeah, there are 7 rules.
Like our next
very good
point.
Very good, yeah. Let's be fair. Let's cover the rest of the cast, huh?
There you go.
Look, you know, I'm going to start with this one just because I want to get it out of the way. I'm not going to spend a whole lot of time on it. Folks, don't order the most expensive thing on the menu. It's their money. You're being rude to spend it when you don't work there yet. And if you get hired, it's going to be your money. Show them some consideration. Show them some budget management skills. Don't order the most expensive thing on the menu, even if they're known for it and you love it and you've been waiting all your life to eat at this nice upscale restaurant, and order what the chef is famous for. Don't do it.
Yeah, that seems pretty straightforward. Now I particularly like, I told you I like ribs. I like ribs. I like spaghetti. It has lots of sauce.
Sauce is good.
That tends to get flung around the table. Yeah. That's my favorite. Yeah.
Hot dog, extra mustard for Mr. Ozan. Look, the second rule is no foods with sauces. They spill. And even if you don't care about your clothes, and I cannot imagine that's the case if you're an interview, right? You've probably upgraded a little bit and you have a little bit nicer suit on, a little bit sharper set of attire. Even if you don't care about those clothes, and even if there is no further interviewing, this is a dinner meal rather than a lunch meal, you'll be self-conscious if you spill on yourself, and it will affect your interviewing mindset. It will. I saw a young college kid once wipe at a tie stain 20 times and then profess to never having had it bother him during the entire meal. It's crazy. And you could tell he was just off his game just a little bit, just a half a step. And interviewing, that's a lot. And by the way, gents, when it comes to tie stains, don't try to get that tie dry cleaned. Throw it away. Dry cleaners are horrible with ties. Don't even bother. Just throw it away. I don't care how much money you spend on it. Just throw it away. A $12 tie that is unstained is better than a $100 tie that you've sent to the dry cleaners who has totally messed it up and doesn't know how to fold it back the way it was intended to. Don't have foods with sauces, spill it on yourself, or spend so much time avoiding spending it on yourself that they act as if you ask for an extra napkin so that you won't spill on yourself, it doesn't look good. Don't do it.
Yeah. Try to minimize the distractions that you're going to have
during
the course of the meal. Now, sauces, does that apply to, I don't think most people will think of salad dressing as a sauce, but it's still,
well, okay.
It's still
unwieldy. We're not most people, are we?
No.
We're not most people. By the way, I just had a sudden thought. We ought to just tell everybody, order one potato chip and eat it with your fork.
Well, that's what people really want to know.
You'll finish it. You won't have to touch it. There's no sauce on it unless you dip it in something. Yeah. Look, I extend my revulsion with sauces at meal interviews to salads and salad dressings. lettuce has a totally terrible way of defying the control of a fork. If it's got dressing on it and it's not sturdy and it's moving around as it comes to your mouth, who knows what's going to happen? Now that said, look, I have had a salad before at a meal interview, and I was just very, very careful. Dinners do intend to include salads, so you may be out of luck there, but you don't have to eat an entire salad. You can have a few bites of it, but get about halfway done. Maybe avoid the significant dressing part of it to be careful. And look, if you have two choices at lunch, one of which doesn't include fries and doesn't include a salad, choose that one, since what you choose to eat, other than avoiding certain problems, is not the biggest choice, the biggest, most important thing you're going to do at the meal.
Right. Okay. I think our next one is... a suggestion is to bring, to make sure you have an extra napkin in your pocket. So like, for example, when it's me and I'm done eating my ribs and I go to shake the interviewer, like I can hand them a napkin to wipe their hands off.
There you go. It's the Ozan baby back rib interviewing rule, this is an Ozan rule.
There you go.
No foods you eat with your fingers, folks. Burgers, fries, fried chicken, quesadillas, tapas. Okay, fajitas. Okay, I will allow our European and Asian listeners to substitute as appropriate. I'm sure we're going to get some mail that says, oh, well, you don't understand meals over here. They're different, or we all drink, or we all do this, or we all do that. Fine, that's fine. Do what you want. We're right. and this is important, and nobody's going to kill you for, you're not going to get negative points for not doing what you normally do at a meal because you're being interviewed. And I tell you, senior people will bow to you that you're willing to go against meal culture to make sure you hew closely to interview culture.
Right.
And by the way, gesturing in an interview with food on your fingers, there's a law, okay? It's not widely known, but there's a law. And the law is, don't hire people who gesture with food on their fingers.
Wow.
I'm not taking any prisoners here. You know what I'm afraid of? Somebody is going to go out and do a meal interview poorly and not have heard this cast. And they would have been right for the job. The company would have loved them. They would have loved the company. Dang it. That's not right.
Yeah.
That's just, you know what? That's not fair. So.
Yep.
Hate me if you like, but just do what we tell you. Okay.
Good. All right. And so, you know, we're having a conversation, of course, during the meal. So it would behoove oneself to not order something where it takes you 5 minutes to chew it and swallow it, right?
Yeah, that would be good. Yeah. Steak tartare. Yeah. Careful of foods you have to chew a lot. Look, the way interview meals work is that you're going to get questions while you're putting something in your mouth. They're going to ask you a question. You're going to talk. The moment your answer is over, put some food in your mouth, because the second most important thing you heard in this cast is you have to finish your meal. Okay? If you're standing around waiting for the next question, you're never going to have a chance to eat. If you put something in your mouth and then chew for a minute and do that 4 or 5 times, they're going to stop asking you questions, because you always have to put up a finger and say, hold on just a second, I'm chewing on my steak.
Right.
Okay? Don't do it.
Yeah. That's a great point.
Hold on just a second. Sorry.
I think some people make the mistake. They're going to hear that they need to finish the meal. And so what they're going to do is they're going to take big bites to try to wolf the food down when they can.
Oh my gosh.
And the secret is not to take bigger bites. You know, fewer, bigger bites. The secret is to take lots of very small bites. Matter of fact, I would suggest that you make it small enough that if you had to, you could almost swallow it without chewing it.
You know what? I've never, ever put the two together, but you're totally right. The reason people are always chewing.
Did you have a different experience than I did during plebe year at West Point about that whole small bite thing?
Did you not go to that same school? Swallow. I pushed the rules, the envelopes a little bit there at school.
Yeah, surprise.
Yeah. In fact, if I remember right, you ended up, didn't you walk the area at some point?
Yes, I did.
I did not.
Let's not do that. Let's not talk about that.
Yeah. I never got caught. Or I smiled a lot and said, you don't want to mess with me. I'm a nice guy. I tell you, you're absolutely right. I never thought about that. People are sweating the whole issue of finishing the meal. And so they're taking gigantic bites of a steak. And then they're going, tell me about yourself. Yeah, that's good. You're absolutely right. Small enough bites that you can swallow it, bang, just like that. And just increase the amount of bites you put in your mouth because you swallow them quickly.
Particularly if you're eating steak, that'd be a good example.
And let's take that a little bit further. This whole rule about chewing, particularly notable for lots of, unfortunately today, male roles, sales, finance, Wall Street, where so often the meal ends up being at a steakhouse. Not saying it doesn't happen to women as well. We just see it a lot more with male interviewees. Steaks are terrible choices for the reason we just talked about. But you probably ought not to order something too much less, pardon the phrase, folks, manly than a steak at a steakhouse if you're facing five men at an interview. They're all going to order big fat steaks, even at lunch. You don't want to change for a salad. And there are people who would say chicken, having a chicken breast at a steakhouse is just wrong. So be cautious. There may be another choice you can make, a smaller fillet, something like that. Or maybe you wait and you don't order first and you discover that one other person who is interviewing you is having chicken and you run for that as quickly as you can.
Yeah. Now, assuming you're not eating at a steakhouse, I've always found broiled fish to be excellent. One, I like it, and two, boy, you don't have to chew it very long.
Yeah, it's the only time I eat broiled fish, interestingly enough. I mean, I like fish. I love Wahoo. But broiled fish without a sauce, or at least without, if the sauce is there, it's on the side, is frankly your best choice. It melts in your mouth. You can eat it very quickly. And the portions are not so huge as to be daunting when it first set down in front of you and make you worry about it for the next 20 minutes as you're being interviewed. Great. You're absolutely right. Broiled fish is absolutely the way to go. Now, some people may be allergic to seafood. That's fine. Or to fish. That's fine. Order something else. But if you have a choice and it's on the menu, get it.
Good. Okay. So now we're getting to the part of the cast that I'm just absolutely fearful over. I will ask you the question anyways, which is, we have some reminders from your mother.
Yes, that's right. My mother has reminders for everyone, let me tell you.
Yeah, okay. So what are they?
I call the first one the Mr. Mom rule from the Michael Keaton movie of years and years and years ago when his spouse is at a dinner at work, and she starts cutting up her boss's steak as well as her own because she's so used to being a mom at home. Look, cut one piece of whatever you're eating at a time. You do not cut up your entire meal first. Whether you're a mom or a dad, or that's the way we were raised as a kid, it doesn't matter. It's vulgar. It's childish for an adult to do it. You cut one piece at a time and eat it. You don't cut up your fish into 12 little pieces so you can shovel them in your mouth like a steam shovel all at once. One piece at a time. Simple. Second point, and it's not the end of the world, but most people know it, at least in terms of being served at a restaurant. You wait until everybody has their meal, but this is... this is just a reminder, sort of elevating it a little bit. You don't start eating before your host or hosts do. Okay? You wait. You are the junior person in the group. You wait until the host starts eating, and then you start eating.
Okay. That sounds reasonable.
Yeah.
My mom even told me that.
Yeah. Next, folks, chew with your mouth closed. And by the way, you can't talk with your mouth closed, so don't chew. Don't talk with food in your mouth, because if you have food in your mouth, you probably should be chewing, and your mouth should not be open, and therefore you can't be talking.
So chew with your mouth closed, but you got to finish your meal, but don't talk with food in your mouth.
Yeah.
It's an interview, and I have to actually eat it. Man, oh man,
yeah.
No wonder.
And then there are people who say, I can multitask, it's easy. Yeah, I send out really bad emails when I do it. I'm late to meetings when I do it. I ignore other people when I do it. But, I can multitask, right? And then they get to this, and they can't figure out that the moment they finish an answer, they should cut a piece of food and put it in their mouth. And because they probably have to do it a little bit more quickly, they ought not to have sauce on it, so the sauce doesn't ballistically end up on their shirt or on their blouse. Yep.
Good.
It's as if we've thought about this stuff.
Now they know. They know. So what about olive pits, for example, and that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I'm amazed at people that don't know this. I shouldn't be amazed because I see it all the time. Whatever goes into your mouth that for whatever reason needs to come out, a fish bone, an olive pit, anything like that, maybe something that's not cooked right, however it goes into your mouth is how it comes out of your mouth. You don't put an olive into your mouth with a fork and then take the pit out with your fingers. You don't take a piece of chicken and put it in your mouth and discover there's a bone and then reach into your mouth with your fingers and pull out the bone. If it went in with a fork or a spoon, it goes out with a fork or a spoon. Okay? I see this happen all the time in interviews where people all of a sudden are reaching into their mouth with their fingers. You're not supposed to eat things with your fingers in an interview, so you shouldn't be reaching into your mouth to pull something out of your mouth with your fingers in an interview.
Yeah.
I know. It seems funny, but we cover it because I see it happen. And people of intelligence and good breeding look and go, my gosh, that person just put their fingers in their mouth right in front of me at an interview for a $100,000 a year job. I guess we'll give it to somebody else.
Hmm. Well, okay. Well, everybody, we should post on the web the address of Mrs. Horseman, your mother, so folks can send her a thank you note.
Yes.
I'm sure she'd appreciate that.
Yes.
It would just prove, she probably doesn't believe it right now, but it would prove to her that her son actually learned something.
Yes.
From her.
And then proceeded to tell everybody else.
There you go.
In true Horseman fashion.
All right. Then we have one final admonishment, and this is the one that is incredibly disappointing. Just takes the whole fun out of the whole thing.
Exactly. This is a simple one. It's basic. It's very straightforward. And it absolutely can be the kiss of death. Because people don't often know it, but then forget it late in the interview when things appear to be going their way. And the rule is very simple. Never, ever, no matter what, under any circumstances, drink alcohol at an interview, period. Even if your host does so, all that means is they're a stupid host. Don't do it. Okay, this is too important for you with your heightened senses and probably not having eaten as much as you normally would during a day. And having your heart rate elevated and your blood pressure elevated, and then you put a little alcohol in the system and it goes right to your head and you say something stupid when things are getting good. Don't do it. Alcohol is lovely for some people and it's stupid at an interview. And I include in there a glass of wine. I include in there, a cappuccino with some amaretto in it or any of that kind of stuff. If it has alcohol in it, don't order it. Period. Hey, we're all having a drink. Do you want a drink? No, thanks. It wouldn't even be wrong to say, no, thanks. This is an interview. I just soon stay on my game for another half an hour. No problem. If I come to work here, I'll be happy to have a drink and celebrate, but not until then. I'm still ready. Ask away. And people would say, oh, no, I want to appear casual. I want to appear relaxed. To heck with that. You don't want to appear casual. You want to appear hungry. You want the job. Jeez, it's crazy. Don't drink alcohol. And look, if you're a manager and you're interviewing somebody, don't drink alcohol in front of them. Don't send them a message that we mix alcohol and work. I know there are people who say, well, we do. Yes, I know. There are some things you do that you don't send a message about. Not this, not alcohol, not at a meal, in an interview, period.
Good. Okay. I don't think you left me any room whatsoever.
No, there is no wiggle room there.
That, so.
You know what? If you're trying to decide between baby back ribs and a beer, have the baby back ribs. I mean, you're not going to get an offer either way, but yeah.
Well, I'm not going to get the offer either way. I might as well have fun with the beer.
Nice. Okay. Good point.
Hey, before we summarize, a couple quick questions. I carry my briefcase all the time. Do I take my briefcase with me to the meal?
Let me go back to the first statement. You carry your briefcase all the time?
Oh, yeah. Often.
Yeah. I think we have rules about briefcases in interviews, and the rule is no.
No. Okay,
and since this is an interview, the answer would be no. You don't take your interview. You don't take your briefcase across the street or in the car to where you're going to be. You don't take your briefcase to an interview ever, period. Sorry. No.
Well, I don't know how I'll check my email during the interview then, but okay, that's different.
What you'll do is you'll pull out your BlackBerry from your special holster on your belt, and you'll assume that you have the cone of invisibility right in front of your recruiter friends.
Exactly.
Yes.
How about bringing a copy of my resume to the meal?
No. I mean, if you want to fold it in half and put it in your breast coat pocket because you have a suit on, sure, that's fine. All right. Great.
But okay, but I'm not going to be expected to bring one.
No. No, it's not your job to prepare the manager for the interview. It's the manager's job to prepare themselves for their interview. So, no, not at all.
I want to impress the interviewer, obviously. should I volunteer to pay at the end?
Oh, do you know what? I have been thinking to myself that I was missing something in these notes, and that is, in fact, the point.
Ah, that's why I'm here.
Thank you. Keeping me straight. Yep. The two of us together, we make a team. No, you don't offer to pay. You don't tip the waiter. You don't say, hey, would you like me to get the tip? No, the manager should say, no, I have a tip for you. This is a meal interview. No, you don't offer to pay. You just say thank you in person. And then you write a thank you note afterwards. And a thank you note for a meal interview includes a compliment about the meal. Yeah.
Good. Awesome. Okay. And then, you know, as I was thinking about this cast a little bit, there's one thing that we didn't talk about that I just think is worth mentioning, which is one of the challenges with meal interviews, of course, is you're at a restaurant. In some restaurants, parking is terribly difficult. So give yourself plenty of time to get wherever you're going. Use valet parking if you can. But think about that. If the interview's at 5 o'clock, don't get there at 4:50.
Yep.
And expect that you're going to have immediate parking.
Great point.
It often doesn't work. So give yourself plenty of time before, particularly when you're going to a restaurant you've never been to before and you're completely unaware of what the parking situation is.
Yep. Great point. Totally agree. Yep.
Excellent. Okay. You want to just a brief overview?
Sure. Five high-level points. The interview. What comes first is the interview. And hopefully we made our point that it's still an interview. It is an interview with food related to it. It is not a meal that happens to have an interview attached that's not important. It's all about the interview, folks. Number two, the single biggest mistake you can make is not finishing your meal. So be smart about what to eat and how fast you eat it. Number three, we gave you 7 guidelines about what to eat. Broiled fish and nothing with your fingers. Okay. And if you're thinking that you're supposed to eat broiled fish with your fingers, we have not. You're confused. Broiled fish is eaten with a fork.
Yeah, this is the wrong podcast for you.
Yeah, wrong podcast. Yeah. At number four, simple, you know, mind your manners. Be smart about that. Wait until your host starts eating and don't take an olive pit out of your mouth with your fingers. And then final point, no alcohol ever, no matter what.
Right.
And no matter what, even if there's some pressure or you feel there's a moment of tension, just say no. It's fine.
Good. All right.
Pretty simple
stuff. Thank you, my
friend. My pleasure, sir.
We'll see you later. Well, that'll wrap it up. Thanks for joining us for today's show, and we'll see you again next week. So long, folks.